operation.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, and the mining operation means that they have a warehouse set up that is that's running.
Welcome to Rehabilitating Your Portfolio, a podcast about how to protect capital while still capturing the upside. And now, here's your host, Brett Rosenthal.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal, and we're going to explore all aspects of rehabilitating your investment portfolio. This is a live trading desk, so we're in the midst of executing orders as I relay this information to you. The phone might ring. I might have to put you on pause for a minute. Forgive me, but always remember, this is actual capital being managed using the tools that we're going to be sharing with you today. It's been a while since my last report. Not much had been happening with the market. We had been in kind of a holding pattern with a slight upward bias. We all know that the Dow Jones, those 30 stocks, rallied on some, you know, kind of triggered by some earnings announcements. As we do with every show, we start by going over our algorithms that focus on the four big indexes. And I'm on today to share with you some important developments that occurred yesterday. To begin with, just to recap, our algorithm designed to be long the S&P 500 is in cash right now, has been for a while here, and we've been focusing our attention on the NASDAQ 100. That's where the bulk of our investment capital is. We've been long NASDAQ 100 for I guess the same amount of time we've been out of the S&P exposure. So we've been focusing our attention on the NASDAQ 100, and of course last week we had a big run-up in the NASDAQ 100. It was up 3% in one day. We had earnings announcements from the big internet stocks that blew away the street. Microsoft had great numbers, Intel great numbers, so it was a real rampage into the triple Qs as expected. This is why we focused our attention on the triple Qs, and we're still long that index. The third index that we talk about is the small cap index. That index had a wild and wonderful ride that our algorithms captured all the way up through yesterday's close, where we exited our final piece of that transaction. Right at, I might add, what we call the fourth target from our original entry point. So just to wrap up this particular trade, we were long, based on our algorithm, back on the 23rd of August, and we stayed long all the way through till yesterday at around 3:30. Okay? So we are no longer long small caps. And we are focusing all of our attention at the moment on the NASDAQ 100. That's where we see the best risk-reward scenario using our algorithms. It doesn't mean that S&P can't keep going up, and you know, you might even get a bump back up here in small caps, which often happens after a huge run like we had. Very often you get stopped out on a trail basis, and then the market tries to recapture that run. So let me just see. Back on the 23rd of August when we were getting long, we were looking at a price of 136.24 on the small cap index, and our final exit yesterday was a price of 147.83. So that's about a little more than an 8% move in a couple of months on an index. And, you know, what we like to incorporate is the exchange-traded fund that represents twice the move of the underlying index, which is UWM. That's usually what we're invested in. And so you're talking about a 16% return. Okay, so it doesn't, let me just repeat, it does not mean the market has to go down. It just means from a risk-reward standpoint, we feel like the white meat's off the bone and we'd rather move back into cash with that part of our portfolio and continue to focus on the NASDAQ 100 as the place to be for our exposure for the time being. Now, the fourth and very important point here is the fourth index we follow with our algorithms, the top tier of our pyramid, where we start our investing process, is the Treasury market. TLT is the symbol that we use. It's the exchange-traded fund of 20-plus year U.S. Treasuries. We had some really great investments earlier in the year. Basically rode that index all the way up from like 123 up to 129 roughly. Now that that ETF has pulled all the way back to the 123 area, and we get long again. So we are now long, as of yesterday, Treasuries. So just wanted you all to be advised. Now, you know, it's not always the case, but very often Treasuries and equities go in opposite directions of each other. So if this entry on Treasuries is accurate and we begin to make money here in Treasuries, it might suggest that the equity rally is slowing down. It might not. I mean, sometimes they go together. It's possible. But just a word of caution, when we get long Treasuries and we see our risk-reward algorithm change on small caps and we go back to neutral, that just tells us that the equity rally may be long in the tooth and we have to be ever vigilant for market reversals, and we need to be looking to hedge intraday if those setups occur. And at the same time, balance that with a very important ability not to overtrade. So you don't want to just be constantly hedging for no reason. You have to be methodical about it, take your time, pick the right use an algorithm that helps you choose the right moments where risk is so high that you've got to put a hedge on. And if risk is kind of neutral, then you know you let the trends continue. Like, for instance, today. I mean, we're not out there hedging today. The market's trending higher. It's up 0.25% on the day on the S&P and up 0.4, a little over 0.4% on the triple Qs, which continue to outperform, which is why we continue to focus on the triple Qs. But I do want to note that we are now allocated to a portion of our assets are allocated to Treasuries, TLT. Now, we also like to dip down and after we look at our big four indexes, we start going down the pyramid into individual groups that we find attractive. And we have been for some time long utilities, and they continue to really perform well. And kind of just slowly, methodically march higher. And, of course, you know, we're picking up dividends on these individual utility stocks. So utilities are going up, and now we have a treasury entry into treasuries. These are usually assets that are contrary to the market. People hide in these investments when they begin taking money out of other places. And so when we get a risk-reward exit on our small cap index and we see money rotating into utilities and treasuries, gives us a moment of pause. It's been certainly a mistake to call tops in the market and a mistake to get in the way of this freight train of a market that continues to roll higher. But it's always important to remember that when risk is elevated, we like to take positions to protect our assets. And so being long treasuries and long triple Qs at the same time is a very nice balanced portfolio. So just words of the wise. We're getting some suggestions that the market's getting a little tired. So we're going to ride this horse as long as we can, but we're going to be ready to act accordingly if things start to roll over. In the meantime, I very rarely drill down into the individual stock arena. But I'm going to share with you an investment idea today, understanding that, number one, we own this stock in our portfolios, okay? Number two, We use stop losses on all of our investments, including our equity investments. So no matter how good this sounds, I'm going to share with you information on a company that's very compelling to us. No matter how good it sounds, though, we will still incorporate stop losses and step aside on this asset and then look to, you know, reinvest it at lower levels if that's the direction it wants to head. So never get confused with enthusiasm over a situation, whether it be a index or a group ETF or an individual stock. Never get confused that that stops us from following our risk adjusting disciplines. Okay? Now, what I'm going to share with you, to me, is an investment idea that, geez, I come across these ideas once, you know, in a blue moon. It just, from a risk-reward standpoint, seems really like it would be wrong to miss the opportunity. And that investment is IBM. Maybe you were thinking I was going to come up with some small cap stock or, you know, some company you never heard of. I'm not, because that on a risk reward basis would be too risky, right? I'm not looking for adding a lot of risk when I buy an individual stock. I'm looking for opportunities where the risk versus reward is significant and the equation makes sense, and I'm putting capital to work as long as I've got an uptrending market. Okay? IBM is a company that's underperformed for a decade or more. IBM is a company that it's part of the Dow index that's actually down for the year. The stock's down about 4% for the year, but the Dow up like 17%. IBM has been disappointing investors for something like the last 14 quarters in a row. They've come in with lower than expected revenues. So why am I buying IBM? Well, this earnings announcement that they just released a couple weeks ago was an absolute blowout investment that caught everybody on the street flat-footed. Their numbers blew out in every category, from earnings to revenue to margin expansion, you name it. The business has turned around. Management has been saying they're trying to turn around the business for a number of really years now. In the last 5 years, they've done a lot of investing, a lot of buying up of companies and building out their processes. And they focused their business on the top four most important technology trends of the future and today and the future. Number one being cloud computing. They're a dominant player there. Number two being artificial intelligence. They're probably one of the only companies that's figured out a way to really, really leverage their technology and AI right now, not in the future. They're not trying to make some car that might drive itself. They're literally using AI inside of their mainframes right now, having a major impact on revenue growth. So those are two of the most important new investment technology investment trends of today and going forward. The third, and perhaps one of the most important trends of today and the future, is cybersecurity. And this is interesting because it plays right in to IBM's, you know, bailiwick. They are a powerhouse in business-to-business solutions and consulting. They're a mainframe company. That's their bread and butter, right? They've been milking that business for years. They go through an upgrade cycle every so often, much like Microsoft does with a new Windows rollout, IBM does with a new mainframe operating system rollout. Their mainframe system rollout, labeled Z right now, is seeing a quicker adoption rate than other upgrade cycles. So the tailwind of this investment is that their core business, that they're dominant in, is seeing a surge in companies who are upgrading to the next version of their mainframe operating system. And the core driver of that is that the operating system encrypts everything that's on the mainframe as it's written. You don't need another layer of encryption. It's literally a cyber secure operating system for their mainframes. That's the third major technological advance that's driving investments and driving revenue and earnings. Cloud computing is one. We all know cloud, and they're doing well there, and it's driving their B2B business. Artificial intelligence, everybody's trying to get into that space. IBM already dominates there. You've heard of Watson. That's their big thing. They've been working on it for a decade, and it's really starting to drive revenue and earnings now, according to the management team on the last conference call. Cybersecurity is of utmost importance, and that's what's driving their upgrade cycle. And then the last piece of the puzzle that I find very compelling is that IBM spent some time on their conference call. The management team was discussing the rollout of their blockchain consulting division and what they'll be doing with blockchain going forward. And I find investing in IBM and their blockchain business more risk reward adjusted than trying to buy shares of Bitcoin. I think there's a lot of upside to blockchain in the future. A lot of upside. It's a major, major technological advance. And IBM is at the forefront of that advance. So why am I buying the stock today? Well, actually, over the last couple of weeks, we've been accumulating the stock. The stock, oh, and I forgot to mention this. Let's start here. The company pays a 4% dividend. At these prices, it's got a yield of 4%. The company just authorized another $3 billion share buyback. The company's earnings and revenue and margins are expanding faster than the street expects, and they raised guidance for 2018. The stock is still down for the year. In an index, it's up 17% for the year. Anybody who's missed this market between now and the end of the year is going to be looking to buy shares of IBM. Now look, if the whole market reverses and collapses in the next 2 months, obviously none of this will matter. But assuming that this bull market continues to roll on, there is a lot of catching up IBM has to do. And in the meantime, you pick up a 4% yield. It pays a dividend November 9th. Few investments seem this obvious to me. So it's even more important then to make sure you adhere to stop losses, because when things look really obvious, sometimes you get lost in the beauty of the story and you don't make the correct risk-adjusting decisions. So I'm going to still use stop loss. I'm going to still protect my position if it doesn't perform like I expect. Is it possible the fundamental story is, you know, something's missing there? Could be, and the price will show us. Stock breaks down, I'll be out of the stock. I'm not going to take a big loss here. But if we're right, we should expect this stock to charge higher into the end of the year, and we are going to pick up a dividend payment along the way. So that is the issue that I'm sharing with you today, just for the fun of it. I don't normally talk about fundamental ideas, and I don't normally go through individual stock investments. But sometimes something comes along, and it just seems like a gift, and IBM feels that way at the moment, so I'm going to share it with you. I wish you all the best and luck in your investment process. I look forward to chatting with you all again. Have a good afternoon.
To learn more about how to protect capital and still capture the upside, join us at rosenthalcapital.com. And for real-time updates about what our algorithms are saying, follow us on Twitter at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T-R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L.